and saying, look, Mr. President, we'd like to know what we can do now. They all came in and said, gee, we got problems on our campus, Mr. President. Won't you stop this thing so that we can handle our problem? Now that's a hell of a thing, you're the first American. So they're awesome. The professors are worse. So you see, the job that we have, you have, I have, others, what we've got to do is not going to work to be done. Except that you've helped, all of you have helped by your coming back. By your image must keep it high. They said, a few will fall away, and that's all right too. Don't let them get frustrated. Don't let them get disappointed. They're not going to be anymore. They'll be frustrated and disappointed. Keep it coming. They'll be frustrated and disappointed to a certain extent. And later on, there will be stories written about what happened with the field that we have put in here. Forget that. But most of you, you were the leaders. To the extent that you can continue to provide,
I can hear the freedom.
You didn't just report on it.
So 3 days before I was released, and again, I came back in 5 days, and I said, you know, we just take a line, because we didn't want to suspect the services of the situation. So for 3 days, I haven't verified.
Every one of your speeches was
even
on me.
You did this to you?
Well, once I did, that's why the low profile thing,
Where?
I don't
know what
you said. Oh, sure, they would present it to us, thinking that they could present it in a bad light, and I'd go all the way through. Not just ignorant anymore, just flattering you. I know you as a man, and I really did your depth. I don't pretend to understand it, you know, everything, but I really did your direction.
Yeah.
And your principles. And that's the option.
This is what was called the silent majority speech. It's what I call it, the silent majority. You probably
hear very long in the
arrogance. That stirred him up.
That was great. That was still good. You are still referring to it. My brother said today, he would keep using that term. The silent majority is coming out now.
Here's the point that I want to make.
The loud minority is hushed when we came home. That's what a lot of people are telling me.
The what?
The loud minority is hushed. We're not hearing from the loud. I went to a few cranks when we were from God bless America. I think it was just about two. One of my little boys.
Cut off the phone. Job here was somewhat difficult. Nobody ever comes in here cheered yet.
Yeah.
Not that I can.
The kind of suffering in your eyes that I see you feel that is so
hard.
So I didn't mean to.
I don't think so.
I think it's kind of.
But anyway, we've been through it, and there will be more. But you see, what we have to do, we've got to see it through. We've got to see it through because in this office, in this whole office, the faith attributed to people in this world will depend for the next 29 years. Now, if we follow them, then now we're done. See, here's the other thing. I think this would be a good thing for you to have in mind. Because I have already been around the track with regard to the fact that before World War I, let's frame it, DR was here, greater brother as he was, and he was the guy that sent the fleet around the world. But what was the great Navy man? Admiral Mahan.
How do you pronounce it?
Mahan. Great strategy. Mahan, right? About the Navy strategy all together, right? The Navy's going to play a great role, but it didn't make a bit of difference what the United States did in the world. Not a whole lot. There were other powers. Before World War I, it didn't make a lot of difference. We played a significant role in bringing it to an end, but not much difference. Before World War II, there were other things England could hold before. But now, there's nobody. If the U.S. was faced up to the problem of free world leadership, the free world will not survive. Putting it another way, one of my colleagues used to say, I used it in a speech in early in 68, if you were to take the United States today and cut it out of the map of the world, it doesn't occupy a very big part of it, just lift it up, the rest of the free world would be living in terror, and half the communist world would be, because the Chinese and the Russians were, okay, so, what was involved, what you folks were involved in doing, what your colleagues died for, what 200 of the American men served, was not just to say that what was involved was maintain this credibility, but also basically the saving of the American spirit, the American character. And now the United States, the American people, are going to readjust their character. They've ended the war. After every war, we tend to throw up our hands and say, disarm us. Now is the real test. And we've got to get the American people not to cut the defense budget instead of being inside them. And we've got to tell the American people, look, we've got to continue to play a role, even in these hopeless, sinking countries like Vietnam. And even with the Russians, and even with the Chinese. Why? Because we love them all. Yes, we can tell our Christian friends that. But if they don't want to be Christians, tell them. Because if we don't, it's your tail. And that's really what it is now, too. Now, people can, if we have done, and the real test, so you're going to get back to my leader class thing, the people that you really have to talk to are not the leader, not the solutions when he wants to move the church. And his congressman, or his senator, or his governor, or his preacher, is what you remember how you respected your teacher in your schools. Look, when his kids get to be a teacher today, it's terrible, it's poison.
Yes.
I don't know.
No, no.
There's some great, great teacher
doctors didn't think any lot of it, which is a religiously oriented school that seems to be okay.
Great, of course it is. I know the college is great. Great. And high schools, really high schools. They get a count of these things. Everybody's getting a count.
I'll be up with this TV and things. The TV is next thing. So, you know, I'm just going to sit there. When I talk to those guys, I'm going to blow it. I mean, I know Mr. Abbey, but I understand it's already gone pretty big. But I got their attention. I'm going to blow it. I'm going to say, you guys, the people that are in front of you guys, maybe that's a pretty interesting one. Well, that's right. True. But to the greater sense than ever before, control this consensus, you've got a great responsibility. Please be good enforcement for God's sake and for the sake of the world in this country.
Well, I guess we better get you on your way home. Of course, Spencer. I was delighted. So glad to have a chance to have a good talk and a deal. Charleston and the garden. It costs you $1 to go to the garden. It's worth $5.
All right.